Tabitha Plimtock and the Edge of the World. Tabitha Plimtock, Book 1. Written by Erica McGann and read by Amy McAllister.
I know what you're thinking. You heard the title above and thought it must be a metaphor. There is no edge of the world. Every scientist, and every non-scientist, knows that. The Earth is round. If you try to reach the edge of it, you'll just keep going and going. And yes, you're right, the Earth is round. And if you start walking from, say, Paris, and keep walking, and sailing or swimming, you'll eventually come right back to Paris again. And again. And again. But if you circle the world enough times, say 11 or 12 or 13 times, you will, I promise you, reach the edge of the world. And it is an actual edge. A drop-off. A great big cliff. The world is there, all solid and sensible, and then all of a sudden it's not. The ground just ends. There's not much at the edge of the world, as you can imagine. It takes an awfully long time to get there, so most people don't bother. And it hasn't got much in the way of trees and grass and soil to grow things in. By the time you near the edge of the world, there's little left of the ground but rock. So it's a rocky, slightly dusty place. But it's not entirely lacking in people. There is one house there, teetering on the very edge of that great big cliff. And in it are the 5 permanent residents who make up the Plimtock family. Bertha Plimtock is by far the eldest. She's 100 and something years old, or even older, maybe 200 and something. No one knows exactly because no one else in the house was alive when she was born. Not even Bertha is sure how old she is, but she is certain of her birthday. It's today. I don't mean the 16th of May, or the 5th of December, or whatever day you happen to be listening to this story. I mean, it's today. Every day is at some point today, so every day is Bertha's birthday. Bertha lives in a room on the ground floor, what would be the sitting room in most houses, sitting on a giant beanbag with a party hat on, waiting impatiently for her birthday cake and presents. The other members of the family take turns baking the cake. Some days it's a lemon drizzle cake, some days it's chocolate fudge, some days it's a Black Forest gâteau, and some days it's a Victoria sponge. On bad days, it's a healthy, seed-filled bran cake with soya yogurt instead of icing. Bertha's usual foul mood gets even worse on those days. Gower Plimtock is the one who makes the healthy cakes. Gower is Bertha's eldest grandchild. He's fussy and mean, and he spends most of his time in the kitchen, lecturing people about the evils of sugar and dairy, or in the front garden, jogging on the spot. After Gower, there's Gristle. She's the opposite of her brother. She likes a mess. Correction, she loves a mess. Gristle is the type of person who will hide outside the door as you clean the bathroom. Then, just as the sink reaches the point where it's gleaming and shiny, she'll spring into the room and squirt shampoo all over the tiles.